This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring defense attorney, Hidden Killers daily contributor, and host of the Defense Diaries podcast, Bob Motta.
Are they letting her continue to dig her own grave? You know, is it kind of like a Adelson, where obviously they had to arrest her because she tried to flee the country, but... You know, I don't think Jen Soto probably has the means to do so, or maybe the sense to even attempt that. But it seems like, you know, she was talking quite a bit at the beginning. Maybe they're just hoping she talks a little bit more and they have an even stronger case against her. I would have to assume they're keeping a very close eye on her right now.
Oh, yeah. There's no doubt about that. I'm sure they have her on overhears and they're tailing her. And
yeah.
They're definitely doing the same thing that they did in Adelson, you know, just trying to get those conversations where, you know, she's talking. But, you know, now the issue is he's incarcerated, you know, and short of jailhouse confession type stuff or them having conversations over, you know, the phone in the jail, which is always recorded, you know, who is she going to be talking to about it? You know what I mean? Like that's what the issue is. With hoping that she'll talk, you know, with the Adelsons, obviously, you know, that was a family affair. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and they couldn't help themselves, but to talk about it, you know, using just completely ridiculous, you know, kind of code words to substitute for the nefarious nature of what was going on, you know, TV repairman with her, you know, I mean, who's she talking to?
Yeah.
So I think that the more likely scenario, while I'm sure they're doing that, you know, maybe she's got family or friends, you know, but I can't imagine that there exists anyone that would be showing her any form of compassion to where she felt comfortable enough to be talking about or making admissions. You know what I'm saying? Based on what we were saying earlier about just like everything she's doing, you know, flies in the face of logic and just human nature. So I think that they're trying to dig up more evidence to really make a run at her and to get her to make a deal wherein, you know, her part of the bargain is going to be that she's going to have to testify.
I'm still not completely convinced that it's him. I mean, I'm wondering if it's her, honestly, if she had a hand in the actual murder. Just speculation. I mean, obviously she's innocent. She's not been charged with anything as of our recording right now. But I'm not convinced that it's 100% him. And I don't know what it is or if it was too heavy-handed. We went too far and she's dead now. Holy shit. We got to make up this story. I don't know if they intentionally killed her, but something happened. But I don't know that it's 100% him. I feel like this is more of a group effort, as horrible as that sounds. But my guess, and I'm curious to get yours, is... something happened. Her 13th birthday was a milestone in her life. They were talking on and on about that. We also heard that at 13, she was telling her friends she wanted to go and live in the woods. A 13-year-old doesn't go say that unless they're trying to escape something, which she clearly was trying to escape something. We saw the evidence of it. I'm wondering if she had verbally said and stood up for herself going, I'm not doing this anymore. I am standing up for myself. I'm going to expose this shit. And well, what are you going to do to stop that? Well,
right.
You kind of got to get rid of that person that's going to expose you. And I'm curious if the two of them were very complicit in this. I'm curious if there was trafficking going on. I'm curious as to these images, if they were being shared, if there was some sort of other thing going on with them. They were making money. I don't know. There's a lot that could have been going on there where they were about to be popped on this and, well, they got rid of her and they thought their story of, she's missing, somebody took her, which they seem to be very hell-bent on to begin with. It just didn't work out as smoothly as they thought it would.
Yeah, for certain. And you know, in terms of that concept of getting her to turn state's evidence, that means that, of course, she was involved.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like she's of no value if she doesn't know what happened and is just merely, you know, trying to protect him based on him telling her lies. Like, we know that's not true. You know, we know based on, you know, the fact that they were together and we know that they were in cahoots with what the story was, you know? So I have a feeling that you're probably dead on in terms of, you know, she was probably ready to make the outcry and, you know, made it be known to them, and that things got ugly quickly in terms of them making some kind of move, you know, because it's either going to go one of two ways. You know, I mean, the one thing that I know is that either one or the other did the actual deed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't think it would be a situation where they were both simultaneously ending her life, that one or the other did it. And, you know, it's interesting to think, because now he's in custody, he's represented, you know, so it's not like the state can come at him and you know, try to make a run at him without his attorney being present, you know, trying to get him to flip on her.
Yeah.
If she was the one, you know, because at this point, you know, with the amount of charges that he's got and with the type of charges that they are, I mean, he's done, you know, like he's never walking on it. Even if he's not charged with the murder.
Yeah.
You know, the
aggravated, it's a capital offense. And
yeah, yeah,
he could face death for this alone.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, so like, I don't think they're overly concerned with getting him charged with that. So like, if I'm them, knowing that that's the case, and knowing that they have very strong evidence in all of those 60 charges, and knowing what the end result could be, I'm sure that they're trying to make some type of offer to him where maybe they're taking the death penalty off the table in order to get him to turn on her, you know? Yeah. And so, but like, there's tons, like you said, man, there's a lot going on there, and we know very little about what's going on behind the scenes. But the one thing that I feel very secure about is that they're not just letting this sleeping dog lie, you know, that they're actively pursuing it. And, you know, everybody that was responsible, you know, meaning the two of them, are ultimately going to be going down one way or another.
Yeah.
It'll just depend how it's going to be, you know.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advance access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.